At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
Hey, Warmer from the Below. Welcome to lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the Beeson Family of Podcasts. We've got ourselves a two-part podcast today. Unfortunately, with regards to taking a look at the games that we're going to be getting on Saturday, a lot of these pitchers are still TBD. We do have some openers at a lot of books, and you're able to speculate as to whether or not it's going to be Kyle Bradish going for the Baltimore Orioles, what have you, but personally don't feel the world's greatest about trying to give you guys breakdowns, picks, and analysis, what have you, until those guys are confirmed. So we are certainly going to be doing that on the show tomorrow. We'll be returning with the DK Network write-up picks and everything like that. Don't want to do a write-up being like, oh, and going for the Baltimore Orioles, it's Kyle Bradish against Dane Dunning, and instead you get like Andrew Heaney against Dean Kramer or anything like that, which is why I am holding off today. But we're going to be breaking down all four of these series, what we're going to be getting in game one, and so much more in segment number two with Dylan Rockford. He does great work over at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. We're going to be breaking it down there, and I'm going to give you guys here in segment number one a little bit of a brief overview of what I am taking a look for with regards to these four series as well. So a little bit of a nice short and sweet podcast as a little bit of an appetizer to what we're going to be getting for the divisional round. And if you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to throw those in. First one is my Twitter/X timeline, @GNN_D1. Keep in mind, letters EM, naming does not matter, so as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. And the other way is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via the 5-star review. And with regards to these series, once again, like I was addressing with regards to wild card round, I'm really not going to be playing any futures. If you were to play some futures, I mentioned this on the Greg Peterson Experience, which posted up a nice little video breaking that down over on my X feed @GNN_D1. If you do want to be betting on a future, I would say instead do money line rollovers on these series prices. It'll pay off a little bit better. But I do take a look at all four of these series, and I do think that all four are going to be able to provide quite a bit of value with regards to a game-to-game perspective, because you just take a look at all four of these series, and I have a tough time getting there on the underdog with really any of them. The Minnesota Twins, I like the form that they're in, but they're going up against an Astros team that since the 2017 season, they have made the ALCS in every single year. I think that they're going to be hard-pressed. They'll be able to match up with that Astros hitting, all the experience that is on the side of the Houston Astros with the Rangers. I just think the longer a series goes, the worse it is for them. With Philadelphia Phillies, honestly, they might be the second best team in the entire postseason right now, but they run into a team in the Atlanta Braves that I just think that with having that lineup, if they're able to get anything whatsoever out of Max Fried, I recognize that they're pitching as well with some injuries, but with that 1-9 being as dominant as I have seen in quite some time, perhaps in my lifetime, I just don't think that there's any team that's going to be able to take them down. And for the Dodgers, I do think that there's vulnerability with regards to their pitching, but with the Diamondbacks as well, I just don't think that they're going to be able to take too much advantage of them, and I think that the Dodgers are just going to be able to slug their way to victory as well. But I do think that with regards to like a game-to-game perspective, you are going to be able to find some good value just because of the way that the wild card is structured. You have to think that with the Rangers, they're probably going to be throwing Jordan Montgomery in game two, in my opinion. Right now, I have it lined up as if we're going to get Dane Dunning in game number one. You could see Andrew Heaney, but that's sort of what I'm expecting there. With the Twins, for instance, their game one starter is indeed going to be Joe Ryan, and then you have to think that the likes of the pitchers that pitch in the wild card round, Sonny Gray and all those guys, they're going to be pitching a little bit later, and there could be some advantageous spots for the Twins to be able to get a couple wins that way. And heck, for the Diamondbacks, Zach Gallen, if you're able to get him going at home, like I think that they should be able to, I think that there's going to be a chance to be able to seal game there, but I think that that's a good way to be able to extract value. And on top of that, I was talking about the fact that I personally am not a futures player. If you are someone that is, I do think that gauging game one right now is the way that you want to be going about things in order to set yourself up for the best possible value. Because if you like think that the Atlanta Braves are going to be going to the World Series, they're going to be able to win the whole shebang, but you don't like the way that Spencer Strider matches up with the Philadelphia Phillies, you think that the Braves win the series but they drop game one, there is no sense of taking a future right now. There is no sense of betting that series price before game one. If you really think that they're going to lose in game number one, which personally, I think that if we can get a big, like, north of plus 180 number on the Phillies, we might be staring at a little bit of value there. Right now, I'm seeing at circa plus 176, other players' places a little bit lower. I'd probably need a little bit more to be able to get there on the Philadelphia Phillies, so we shall see what is going to be happening with regards to that set roster for the DS, because you do change these rosters in every single division. You're able to make some additions, you're able to make some subtractions, what have you, but I do think that you would be best served taking a look at things after game one, trying to extract a little bit more value, and that's what it's all about with regards to baseball. Certainly, it is a money line sport, but you still want to be trying to be able to get the best of the numbers and keeping in mind that you are betting on numbers and not on teams as well. I also do think that it is very interesting that with regards to these openers that I'm seeing, and right now I'm doing this as I have the Circus Sportsbook app pulled up, I am seeing only one total that is north of an 8, and I do think that with regards to this postseason, it can be a higher scoring postseason. You certainly do have places in the country that are a little bit cooler with some of these places, like when the series goes back to Philadelphia, obviously, ball's not going to be flying in Philadelphia in October the way that it was in June/July. Baltimore, things get a little bit more chilly there, but like Texas, for example, ball's still going to be flying there. Houston, that's a controlled environment. Los Angeles, it's always nice out there in lovely Los Angeles. The ball's not going to be flying too much differently this time of year as it was during the summertime. Obviously, it's not quite as warm right now in Los Angeles than you'd like it to be. And still, with Atlanta, still pretty nice temperatures out there as well. And you've got a bunch of offenses that were just so fearsome. The Rangers, they were the top scoring team at home in all of baseball this year. The Atlanta Braves, they have a historically good offense. The Philadelphia Phillies, ever since the beginning, I would say, of the month of August, this team has been averaging well over 5.5 runs per contest. The Twins actually scored more runs than any other team in all of baseball in the month of September. Really, the lone offense that came into the postseason really struggling was the Arizona Diamondbacks. So I do think that this could be a little bit of higher scoring postseason. And I do think that game to game, we're going to be finding a lot of good opportunities. And I'll be with you guys all postseason long, breaking those down. The games with regards to picks and analysis, the DK Network write-up picks, that's all going to be returning tomorrow, and we're going to be touching upon these series a little bit more next, getting you guys a little bit more detail on all four of them with Dylan Rockford, who does great work over at the Sports Gambling Podcast. I work on the flip side here on the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you ready to become a winning sports bettor? Schedule a call with SBIA to find out how their service can make you a long-term winning player. They've developed an innovative algorithm that maximizes units return, and they are so confident in their system that they offer a money-back guarantee. Sign up by October 31st and get their MBA package at no cost until they reach 10 net units. They treat sports betting like a business. So if you want to learn how to make your sports betting dreams a reality, visit them at SBIA1.com and check them out on social media at SBIA Sports.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the Visa Family Podcast. And it is always great to be joined by this man as you're being joined by Dylan Rockford, who does amazing work over there at the Sports Gambling Podcast. Now we're taking a look at this great game that we all know and love of baseball. On top of that, he does great work with a few different shows like X Kicks Picks. That's where you're able to find a lot with regards to the MMA front, the Dream Wager. I know that he does that with a few others, including Elvin Acosta, and you do a nice job being able to take a look at so many different fronts to be able to find you money with regards to college football, NFL, what have you, and to be able to follow Dylan on Twitter/X as at Rock with CKs, the number 24 altogether. And Dylan, great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Greg. It's always good to join you.
It's always great to have you aboard, Dylan. And well, Dylan, unfortunately, we did not have any baseball on Thursday. We got four sweeps in these playoff wild card series. So that was a little bit unfortunate. But with the added time, how do you take a look at this? Because we know that a lot of books, they did post up openers with regards to game one. Obviously, you get series prices, what have you. And with not having any baseball on Thursday and Friday, is this a case where you did take advantage of some of these early game one / these early series prices, or are you just keeping it really status quo, betting this really the night before when we do have more known elements.
Yeah, so lines did come out. Depending on pitchers, we do have some confirmed pitchers for the AL and NLDS. So I did actually lock in two bets that I'll tell you a little later on that I really do like. I have one lean as well. But yeah, overall, just taking a look at these games. The first round, I thought it was very interesting. You know, you got three sweeps. And to be honest, I kind of was surprised by all of them, except I guess the Phillies one. I kind of guessed that they would roll through the Marlins, but I guess the most surprising one to me would have to be the D-backs sweeping the Brewers, because coming in, Brewers were playing really good baseball. Diamondbacks, I just didn't think they had the arms to compete with the Brewers. You know, the Diamondbacks, I didn't think pitching wise they were able to do it. And Brewers, they had the pitching staff and bullpen. I thought they had the best bullpen in the play in the as the teams of the playoffs. And you know, they're coming into this postseason good. That both games at home, it just seemed like they were the right side. Freddie Peralta and Corbin Burns, they looked good, but you know, D-backs, they kind of weathered the storm. They came back in both games. And Greg, I know you've probably seen this stat floating around, but the Brewers are just the second team in MLB history to have a multi-run lead at home in each of the final two games of the series, but lose both of those games by three runs. I mean, how does that happen?
Yeah, that was relatively brutal. And I can tell you, I was riding the Brewers on the run line in game one, the money line in game two. So I was not pleased, to say the least, with the Milwaukee Brewers. And for the Brewers, a lot of untimely hitting for them, as well as they, in the eighth and ninth inning, left the bases loaded and left men on second and third. So never like to see that, as Owen Rockford, who does great work over at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, is joining me right here on the Baseball Betting Show. And how do you take a look at the Diamondbacks going up against the Dodgers? Because I felt like the Brewers, with that pitching, they had a chance to be able to take down the Dodgers. But with the Diamondbacks, they've been in rough form with regards to their offense, not in that series against Milwaukee Brewers, obviously, but I mean, since the beginning of the month of July, it's been a Diamondbacks team that's been in the bottom three in the National League with regards to runs per game. You do have Merrill Kelly, you do have Zach Gallen, but a lot of question marks after that, and I just feel like they are outgunned in this series against the Dodgers.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I thought that as well. I thought the Brewers' pitching would give the Dodgers if they were able to advance, but you're right. I mean, the hitting, I just thought, for the Diamondback just wasn't there. Obviously, Corbin Carroll is really good, but other than really him, everyone's really come alive. They won 5-2 in the second game and then 6-3. So the bats have actually come alive here in the playoffs, but I don't think they have a good shot. Yeah, they had Merrill Kelly and Zach Gallen, but other than that, I really don't trust them. But they've kind of been owned by the Dodgers this year overall, and especially on the road. So I really don't trust them here. I think with the experience that the Dodgers have, I think the Snakes have kind of, you know, run its course here.
Yep, I agree with you. And how much, in terms of a series like this, are you going to be taking a look at it a little bit more game to game? Because if you do want to back the Dodgers on the series price, in most places you're going to be laying right around -$2. That's something that I am not looking to do personally. I'm a game to game better to start with, but even if I was someone looking more at series, that's just something that doesn't appeal to me, because I do think that if Zach Gallen goes in game three, because he did have to pitch in game two of that series against the Brewers, he'd be at home. Gallen's a guy that I look to back at home rather than on the road, and that could be a good spot to be able to take the Diamondbacks, but I really can't find too many other ones. And I do think that taking a look at things like that, being able to back the Diamondbacks once, maybe twice in the series, is way to go about it, even though you do think that the Dodgers are going to be able to win the series overall.
Yeah, 100%. I'm more of a game-to-game better as well. I'm not, honestly, a future better in general, like in any sport. I just can't fathom tying my money up for 7 to 6 months, especially in baseball. So I'm not really a future better to begin with. But yeah, I think more on a game-to-game basis, I think you can find value. It looks like, I think Merrill Kelly will go in game one against the Dodgers, but you're right, Zach Gallen, a guy you really want to back at home than on the road. And if the books give you an outrageous number, maybe depending on a plus 150, plus 160, I think there's going to be some times in some places that you're going to have some value. And even in the first round, a lot of the series numbers were extremely high. The Tampa Bay Rays were a big favorite. The Brewers were a big favorite. The Phillies were a big favorite. I guess the closest series was the Twins, and they won outright as dogs. So got the Braves as a big favorite here. The Astros are a big favorite in the series. I really wouldn't bet the series. I'm more of a game-to-game better. So I do have some plays here for Saturday.
Yeah, I do think that
with regards to taking a look at this series and taking a look at game one. That is going to be fascinating as well, with Clayton Kershaw going up against Merrill Kelly. That feels like the one real game where it's very much confirmed as what we're going to be getting with regards to game one starters. We've got a few other games in which it feels like we know what we should be getting, but there's a little bit more question mark. But there are some books that are actually listing the fact that you got Merrill Kelly and Clayton Kershaw on that one. As Dylan Rockford, he does great work over at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, is joining me right here on the Baseball Betting Show. And I know that you were talking about the fact that you have locked in a few bets for these game ones on Saturday. What are a few other things that you have been able to take a look at and you have been able to get to the window on bet thus far?
Yeah, so for the first game, Orioles and Rangers, I actually locked in the Orioles on the money line. I think the opening number, I got it around minus 135. Kyle Bradish, I think, will be going against Dane Dunning. I made him a minus 170 favorite, my model, so it might be a little higher than others, but honestly, Kyle Bradish has been fantastic at home this season for the Birds. 2.23 ERA, batters are only hitting .199 off of him. He hasn't allowed a run in his last 16 innings, so I think actually he's been one of the most consistent pitchers for the Orioles this season, and you know, his only start against the Rangers earlier in the season, only one start, but he only allowed one run in six innings. The Orioles got the win. So I think they have the pitching advantage. And offensively, I think they kind of hang around here with the Rangers. So I'm going to take the Orioles here on the money line, minus 135.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, because the only question is whether or not it's going to be Dane Dunning or if it's going to be Andrew Heaney for the Rangers. And heck, you could honestly see a piggyback and you could see both guys in that start as well. And either way, I think that the Orioles should be a very sizable favorite. And if I were looking at series prices, that is the one that really did stand out to me, because when the series prices opened up, and as this podcast uploads, it might move just a little bit, but I was seeing the Orioles at a minus 130 and the Rangers at a plus 110, and I'm not sure how you view this, but with the Rangers, I feel like the longer the series, the worse it is, just with all the attrition that they've suffered with that rotation. They were expecting to have Jacob deGrom at the beginning part of the year. As we know, he goes down, so they acquire Max Scherzer, and Max Scherzer then goes down as well, and just a bullpen in general that I don't trust in. I just feel like the Orioles should be the right side, not just in game one, because I'm with you. I do think that even the current number, more around minus 140 on the Orioles, is still good, but also just with regards to the series in general, because even though the Orioles don't have top flight starters other than Bradish, I still trust in them more than guys like Dane Dunning and Andrew Heaney.
Yeah, 100%. I like their pitching staff. I know they're a very young team, but offensively, they haven't regressed. I've been waiting for this team to regress all season, and they just haven't. They've been proving everyone wrong. I think they're America's team right now. I think everyone's behind them. They don't want the Dodgers. They don't want the Braves to win. And yeah, I'm looking at the series winner right now. You could get a minus 115. Shop around. I see other prices and other books. But yeah, minus 115, I do think it is the right side. Rangers have the worst bullpen of the teams thus far in the playoffs left. So I worry about the bullpen. I think we were on the podcast together about a month ago when I was describing how the Rangers bullpen worries me. So they could always blow it up. And I know if it becomes a shootout, people are going to say, oh, the Rangers have the better offense. But I would pause on that. I think the Orioles offense is just as aggressive and just as consistent as the Orioles. So I would honestly take the Orioles. They have home field advantage. I don't really trust the Rangers on the road. And they're kind of an older team. So I'm going to go with the young kids. I think minus 115 is actually a very generous price here in the series winner.
And it's really interesting to take a look at those two offenses, because with the Orioles ballpark dimensions, they actually average more runs on the road than they do at home. Meanwhile, with the Texas Rangers, they average about a run less per game when they're on the road rather than when they're at home as well. So I do think that that is a interesting look with regards to totals perspective. And to your point, I'm now seeing minus 115 on the Orioles myself, and that just feels really short on this number. I really like the Orioles to be able to pull out that series. And then I'm not sure what you make out of the Phillies versus the Atlanta Braves series, but I do feel like this, honestly, at minimum, is two of the best three teams remaining in the postseason, if not perhaps the best two. I really like the way the Phillies have been able to ascend, but I just think that they're running into a gauntlet and a complete juggernaut in the Atlanta Braves. I'm not sure how you view this series, but with the Atlanta Braves, I don't want to necessarily lay minus 170 with regards to the series price, but I do think that they find a way to be able to get it done, even with their injuries with the rotation.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're just a juggernaut. And I think getting a minus 184 with them is kind of generous. I was expecting maybe a $2 favorite, kind of like what the Dodgers are against the Diamondbacks. But I just think offensively, they're a juggernaut. You got to give credit. Phillies have looked good. You know, their bullpen has finally looked good, something they really didn't have in the past few years. They actually have the third best bullpen in the playoffs behind the Orioles and the Dodgers. Their bats look good. They dismantled the Marlins in the playoffs. And, you know, going against the Braves, you know, it's going to be feisty. It's a divisional rival. They have history. And I think it's going to be an exciting series. I think we're going to see a lot of runs this series, especially with two good lineups. I think as good as the rotation is, you know, for the Braves, I still think this Phillies team can get to them. So in the 13 games that they have played, the Braves have led the series this season 8-5 in the regular season. So something to take a look at. But I do agree. I think the Braves are the right side. And I also think there should be a lot of runs in this series.
Oh, I do think that there's going to be quite a few runs in the series, as well as in Rockford, who does great work over at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, is joining me right here on the Baseball Bank Show. And I'm not sure how much you take a look at this, but I do think that with regards to this Braves versus Phillies series, whoever wins the series, I think that they've got a good shot at the World Series, because I do think that with the Atlanta Braves, I just alluded to it, I think that they're the best team in baseball. But even with the Phillies, if they match up with the Astros in a rematch of the World Series, if they match up prior to that with the Dodgers in the championship series, I think that the Phillies, at minimum, is a very, very slight underdog. If not against the Dodgers, I'd be setting them as a little bit of a favorite. And I do think that that's the biggest series to watch, because I think whoever comes out of this Phillies versus Braves series, and I'll go on record, I think that it's the Braves not going to lay that minus 170 series price, but I do think that the Braves should be able to get it done. But I think either of these teams, whoever is able to win this series, I think they've got a really good shot of winning the whole thing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, especially coming out of the National League. I think the Phillies, and we've seen it before where the Dodgers have gotten to the NLCS and they've choked. They've choked it away, whether it's bad managing moves, whether they offensively they just got into a rut. I think if the Phillies could get past the Braves, which I don't think they will, I think they put themselves in a really good position. They're just coming off beating the best team in baseball, now going up against the Dodgers. I think offensively they could hang. And if Zach Wheeler is pitching like he did the other night, I really believe that this Phillies team can knock off the Dodgers. So I agree. Instead of laying the minus 184 in the divisional series, I think it's a good price right now to just take the Braves to win the National League. Because if you do think they're going to win against the Phillies, I think they're going to beat the Dodgers as well. So you can at least get some plus money out of it.
Yeah, but I think so as well. And certainly if you get the Arizona Diamondbacks as well, I could not see the Arizona Diamondbacks being able to get the job done against the Atlanta Braves in a best of seven series as well. And we've really got one other series to take a look at, and that's the Astros versus the Twins. And I do think that this is going to be a great one to be able to bet game to game, because with the Astros, they're minus 160 with regards to the series price. They're right around that with regards to the game one line as well. And I do think that there's going to be some opportunities for the Twins to pick off a win or two, especially with them getting by the likes of Sonny Gray and company, the guys that threw in the two wild card games back towards the back half of the series. I think that that's going to be big. I cannot trust in Joe Ryan in game number one. He's a guy that's able to get a lot of strikeouts, but has given up a whole lot of hard contact against the Astros. But I think that this is a really fascinating series with a Twins team that they are so different when Royce Lewis is in the lineup for them, going up against an Astros team that since the start of June, they've been the highest scoring team in the American League.
Yeah, which is very surprising, because if you asked me that during the All-Star break, I don't know if I would have believed you. I've went to a few Minnesota games this season, and the atmosphere is just incredible up there in the Midwest. And you got to feel happy for an organization like the Twins, who finally have won a game. They won two games back-to-back now after struggling for 19 years. So their pitching has looked really good. And, you know, honestly, I'm very happy for Carlos Correa. Everyone wrote him off with the injury, including my Mets, and talk about the dysfunction organization there. But a lot of people wrote him off because of the injury. He comes out, he has a good year. He rights all the wrongs that a lot of people were thinking about him. So I'm actually impressed with the Twins. I think their pitching can really keep them in the series, especially with the Houston Astros, and especially at home, where I think we're going to see a lot of unders in Minnesota. As the days get colder, I think it's going to go back to the way it was in the beginning of the season, where up there in the Midwest, you got cold there, the ball's going to be dying very quick. You saw two unders in the first two games of Minnesota, so maybe not at the juice box, but when they do come to Minnesota, just expect a lot of unders. I think that's how they're going to win these games, making it ugly, low-scoring games. I don't think the Houston Astros are built to win low-scoring games. They're built to win shootouts, and I think Minnesota's built in a different way. So if they could win 3-1, 2-1 type games, I think Minnesota Twins are actually live. I agree. I don't like them in game one. I don't trust Joe Ryan at all. A lot of people trust him, like you said, because of the K-prop position. But for game one, if it is Joe Ryan versus Justin Verlander, I made the Astros a minus 180 favorite, but it was a total stay away game for me. I feel like all the momentum is with Minnesota, while the Astros, they were kind of sitting back, waiting to see who they play. And we've seen it in recent years. Sometimes that could hurt a team. So I think Minnesota has momentum right now.
Yep, I'm right there with you. I do think that for the Twins, they are going to be able to pick off a few games. I just don't think it's coming in game one. So if you like the series price, might want to be taking a look at it after game one, because then you're able to get a very nice plus number. And I do think that whether it's Verlander, whether it's Valdez, because I'm not seeing whether or not it's been confirmed either guy, so I have a pretty sizable favorite in this game one spot. And one of my favorites is getting you aboard, Dylan. You do amazing work over at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I know you're hard at work taking a look at this great game of baseball, but on top of that, doing a nice job on the front of UFC, football, and so much more. So let the good people at home know what's on tap for you and how people are able to follow along on social media and other platforms.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on X at RockWith2Ks24. You got week 6 of college football. You got the Red River Shootout. Can't wait for that. You got week 5 in the NFL. UFC is back. We also got Bellator 300 in San Diego. So yeah, we're locked and loaded. Blogs will start to come out. We're recording every day, and, you know, we're keeping it busy. This is the best time of the year, Greg. We got all the sports. You got hockey starting next week. You got the NBA on the 24th. So we're putting our head down, and we're going to keep working, Greg.
We are going to keep working, and we grind it out until the very end. And then for myself personally, right after the MLB season ends, college basketball begins. So from one season to another, that's always glorious with what I do. And what Dylan does is absolutely tremendous, doing a great job on the front of so many different things, including just every month out of the year, taking a look at this great game that we know and love of baseball. A big thanks to Dylan for joining me right here on the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the Visa Family Podcast. Unfortunately, no games for Friday, so we call right here. And if you do like hearing from this fine podcast, the Baseball Betting Show, you're able to subscribe wherever your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. And if you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you have one of two ways to be able to fire those in. First one is my X timeline at GNN_41. Keep in mind, letters ZM, name does not matter. So as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. And the other way is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you are able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review, because all 4 series rudely decided to only go 2 games, wasn't able to give you really too much with regards to these game lines, because we still do have some TBD pitchers as I record this, but I have no fear. I'll be back with you guys once again tomorrow, taking a look at those game ones, getting you guys my DK Network write-up pick and everything like that, and I'm with you guys every single day throughout the baseball season, which means I will catch you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.